Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. And now, play ball. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hodges hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Amoros for the out. Hodges moves to third. 1 out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodges scores. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crow strikes out. 1 out. Frank Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Campanella and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Campanella hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Koufax strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McMillan bunts towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Koufax covering, for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Amoros is 0 for 1 in the game. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cimoli moves to second. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Simulai moves to third. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Dodgers, 1, Reds, 1. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Koufax fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoke moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat bunts towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoke moves to third. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoke scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 2-1, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Reds. Clem Labine now pitching. George Crow is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amoros is 0-for-2 in the game. Amoros hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Post hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bell trying to get to third. Cimoli throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Bell for the out. Post moves to second. 2 outs. George Crow batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Campanella is 0-for-2 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Clem Labine. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Reds. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Dodgers 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roger Craig now pitching. Frank Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey strikes out. There goes Robinson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke is walked intentionally. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Amoros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to third. Amoros moves to second. 2 outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campanella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges scores. Amoros scores. It's Dodgers, 5, Reds, 5. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Craig hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Brooks Lawrence. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Reds 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 4 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 4 in the game. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Post is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Post strikes out. 1 out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Reds 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amoros is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Amoros hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hodges trying to get to home. Post throws the ball into Bailey, who tags Hodges, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Jackson moves to second. 2 outs. Pee Wee Reese pinch runs for Randy Jackson. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-4 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese now playing third base. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grammas hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Freeman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Freeman reaches second base with a double. Carl Furillo now playing left field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Temple is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freeman scores. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.